We've got Mark Petty in. Mark Petty is he set up a Facebook page called Islanders for a Proper Vodafone Service. This is it's been set up off the back of problems, huge problems last week, and it's it had problems last year as well. It's an ongoing issue that you have been obviously affected badly by it, and so has so many other people as well. And yet you're not really getting anywhere with the Vodafone company itself. What do you actually want from it, Mark? I mean, is it a case of, do you have to have a new phone? Do you have to have, you know...
No, I don't want a new phone. My phone works perfectly fine.
So
if
it
wasn't connected to Vodafone.
So just to clarify, it's not the phone that's the issue. It's the mask that is the issue.
It's the coverage. It's the customer service. And it's, it's value for money, which I would say no Vodafone customer on the island is getting.
Well, that would be a bit unfair, because there is probably someone that sat somewhere and thinking...
Well, if you go to Cowes, you get a perfectly good signal. But then if you come into Newport and you want to ring your husband or your wife at home to say, well, look, I found this, no signal. So okay. I would say most islanders come to Newport sometime or another.
My advice would be, because the Isle of Wight, we all know what the terrain is on the Isle of Wight. It's quite a difficult place to sort of signals here, there and everywhere. So maybe it is a case of they look at the Isle of Wight and think, right, how can we treat Isle of Wight people differently? But having said that, you might get then, if people are getting better deals, you get people from the mainland coming down saying they're from the Isle of Wight getting a better deal. Mm. So how do they go through this? It's a difficult one, but the fact still remains that are a lot of people that are unhappy. 550 odd people are on your Facebook making comments and joined and liked and so on and so forth. And I would imagine after today there'll be a few more. But the thing is, it's got a knock-on effect as well, because apparently last year the council were accused of it being some of their fault. Now we can confirm that it wasn't their fault at all, but you've got the full story.
Yeah, I mean, this is twice. That was last year and this year. Because the mast is situated on the top of County Hall, obviously Vodafone require access when there's an issue. Last year, they were accused of denying access to Vodafone to get up on the mast, which is why we ended up with a 9.5-day outage. this turned out not to be the case. In fact, I think you'll find it was in the county press.
It was, yeah.
And there was a response from the council who did say at no time had they denied access to Vodafone or any of its contractors.
So damaging?
Yes.
For morale?
Yeah, of course it is.
Damaging for morale. Let me just point out that what that's like. It's not like, oh, it's their fault, that's the end of story. No, it's damaging for morale. Those people that have just been voted in, because that's what it was like a year ago, they've just been voted in, a new council doing a new job, and all of a sudden people are pointing the finger at them for not letting people from Vodafone in to do the work.
Exactly.
That's not good for them.
And then the same happened again. Not last week, the week before. A notice was put up in the Vodafone store in Newport stating that, and it's on the page, a copy of the letter is, there's a photograph of the page that one of our users took with his mobile phone. They never put it in the front window this year, though. It was actually inside the shop, because last year everybody was taking photographs of it in the shop window and posting it online. So this time it got put in the shop, which obviously didn't stop us. We still got a copy of it. And that again states that they are waiting for permission to be granted by the landlord of County Hall.
Right, okay. So it just makes, to me, how can you sell something that isn't going to work? Because you're waiting for work to be done elsewhere.
Exactly. But that was posted on Saturday the 9th. And apparently the engineers had actually been in there since the Tuesday before, and when we asked again if they were in there, they said, oh, they had to grant permission for access because it was the weekend.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Needless to say, we didn't believe a word that was coming out of their mouths, because they've done nothing. But like I said earlier, you get different stories from different places of, you know, different parts of Vodafone. They're just incapable of being honest up front. and, you know, telling us what's going on.
Gary Leal says, my heart goes out of, my mind goes in and out of service day in, day out, and they say there's nothing wrong and it must be my phone. They told me last week that the good news is that they were working on the 4G signal for the island. What about people like me with 3G then? They didn't know what to say about that.
No, that's right. We are... not sure whether 3G will work on a 4G network. We're quite sure 4G will work on a 3G network. It's the same with anything, isn't it? It'll work backwards, but if you've got something that's old and out of date, it possibly may not. We're investigating and looking into this at the moment, because it's one of those technical things. Although we're not a technical site, we might not have the answers, but we will do our best to try and find them out for people that use the page.
Got a message here. It says day 4 of signal issues for the PO30 and PO31 areas, and no sign of when we will get any improvement. Trying to get any info from Nodaphone, it says here, is like trying to get blood out of a stone. In fact, you're more likely to get that than a decent service from Nodaphone. Lots of comments on that, but I'd say it's very, 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 very frustrating for you. I mean, you're obviously on Vodafone. I'm not, so it's not frustrating for me. But then, what you've also got to remember is this as well have a knock-on effect, because when I try and phone you in a minute and you don't answer your phone,
exactly,
other companies are going to be out of business as well, aren't they? Or losing business.
Exactly. I mean, a prime example of that situation. I mean, what we have to remember is technology has advanced so much in this day and age. They have to understand that mobile phones are used so much more than the current landline.
Yeah.
You know, it is now a way of life, and mobile phone companies have to move with that demand and with that usage. And when you've got issues like what we've got, then I would say they're not doing that. And to be fobbed off by being told, oh well, that's the way that, you know, mobile technology works. No, mobile technology does not affect your customer service. It does not affect the fact that you're selling phones in your mobile shop with a booster signal to show how 3G works, and not informing customers when they leave the shop that they won't be able to pick it up.
So just to clarify, you know, because obviously this audio, if they're not listening, they will be sent a copy of this audio, and hopefully we're going to get somewhere with it. It's not the fact that, you know, you're quite agreeable when it comes down to there will be breaks in signal.
Yeah.
As is normal for anybody else's business, anybody else, you know, providing a network, providing a mobile phone service, they're not all 100% perfect.
You're also not going to get coverage in certain areas. Some areas are very difficult to get a mobile signal in and out of. So again, you're aware of dead spots. It's the same with, I mean, if you remember the old radio in the car, you would go up the hill at Ventnor and drop down the other side, it would disappear. Yeah. You would lose it, come out the other side of Ventnor, it would pick up again. You know, we understand that. We're not people that are sitting here moaning just for the sake of moaning. We understand mobile signals come and go, fade. You may not get such a strong signal, you know, walking down the street in one area compared to another. We know that.
Okay, so you're accepting that,
yes,
but nine days is a little bit excessive.
Well, I would say 9 days. I mean, from what we know, the engineers informed us that the equipment on top of the roof was so old they couldn't get the parts for it, and that's what the problem was. That was the 9.5 day last year. The parts took that long to get because they were discontinued, which, again, you know, it's a smack in the mouth to say, well, why haven't we got current technology? But I think that 10, 11 breakdowns in a 12-month period is too much.
Do you think, I mean, I'm sat here, on the outside looking in, and I'm just thinking, does it come down to, in a minute, technology is going to change?
They don't want to spend the money because it's going to enhance again soon. So what's the point of going to 3G when 4G is about to come in?
Yeah, and do you think that is good enough? Do you think that's a good enough response?
No, why have we waited 10 years for 3G?
Well, there is that as well. But, I mean, is it going to be eventually, so many people are just so frustrated, are they just going to say, oh, thank God for that, it's all sorted out, and then not worry about
it? Well, I mean, it does. The Facebook page is an example of that. It peaks and troughs. You know, when there's a signal outage, the comments, the hits That we get on the page, obviously, are a lot higher than when, you know, when signal is fine. But it just seems to me that we just sit back and just accept the fact now that there's no 3G coverage in Newport. I mean, not just affecting, you know, like people like myself or like you that have basic mobile phones. What about businesses? I mean, Newport's the hub, one of the hubs, the hub of the island, isn't it? How are businesses going to be able to you know, make phone calls if they're... I mean, so many people have left. I mean, we, off the record, spoke to the EE shops and we spoke to the car phone warehouse. And when there are signal outages, they've had so many people going in to take out new phone contracts and they're all moaning about Vodafone. So Vodafone are losing customers, and they're, you know, I mean, which is really sad, because at the end of the day, those are island people working in an island shop.
Yeah, sure.
And if it comes to a point where they've lost that many customers, you know what they'll do, and they'll shut the shop.
And nobody wants to see that, do they?
No.
Nobody wants to say. All you want, you know, is for somebody to actually communicate the issues, the problems, and say that you're dealing with it. And the way to deal with it is to upgrade the machinery that you have that's providing the service.
Exactly.
And the sad thing is that it would appear from the outside looking in, they don't want to do that because it will be out of date in a little while because they're going to upgrade it anyway. But that, to me, defeats the object. You've upset too many people, and what's going to happen now? Is I would imagine
exactly. What I think I can probably speak for the majority of people that use the page, that have signed up to the page, is what we want is we want the truth. We would like proper communication from Vodafone as to disregarding the problems that we've had over the last 12 months. We want to know when they're going to give us the kind of service that everybody else is giving their mobile users, like EE, like 3, like T-Mobile. We want to know from a reputable person within the Vodafone organisation when we're going to get it, what are we going to get, what is the coverage going to be like. But I think the other thing is that we need to, and which we will push for, is this change, some form of change in legislation regarding allowing people out of contracts penalty free when circumstances like this occur, because they've got you over a barrel, and okay. I don't think it's fair. And even if they rectify the issues that are on the island, and I'm not just saying this over Vodafone, this is any mobile phone company, if that is how they can their terms and conditions state, then there needs to be a change in their terms and conditions regarding bad service.
Okay, look, Jules Jenner's been in touch. We mentioned Ventnor just now. She says, yes, Ventnor Seafront. The Dover, St Helens, Lane End, Bembridge, Sandown, Shanklin Seafront and Freshwater Bay. The signal is always dropping out. It's a nightmare. Heard Newport is bad too. She also goes on to say it's easy when the phone you're using is a work phone. You have to say no in the contract, etc. That doesn't make sense. David J. Furness says, Vodafone, I just bought a new contract. It's a nightmare reception. It's really dreadful. You could ask the question, if he'd have known, if this was more high profile, which is going to be in the next couple of days, I'm sure. It's been high profile over the weekend, I know that. Would he have actually bought a contract with Vodafone? Anybody that's listening to this now might question the fact that, am I going to go there? It's a bad signal here, there and
exactly.
everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, if you tomorrow, Ian, walked into the Vodafone shop in Newport and said, I'd like a 3G phone, I want this, I want that, and they went, okay, here you go, look, it does this, it does that, they showed you it working, and they never told you when you left that shop that 3G coverage was, I'm not going to say non-existent, because you do pick up signals in Cowes, Ryde, and I do believe that that's mainly because of the 3G masts that are on the other side of the water. Would you buy a phone? Would you say, oh, yeah, that's fine, I'll have it. The 3G coverage is not brilliant, but no, that's all right. I wouldn't have signed up to them. So all these people that have been missold Vodafone contracts should be allowed out of their contracts.
Sure.
Penalty free.
Okay, that's what you're asking. And
that's
you know,
what we've talked to Andrew Turner about.
You've been with them for 15 years, and yet it sounds like you've been treated pretty badly. Mm. Amanda Shirley, just to even things up, when I visited last year, I had problems with 3G coverage on my iPhone 02 and iPad Orange. The whole time I was there, I couldn't Facebook. I couldn't get Skype. I couldn't talk to my family in the evenings and to let them know how the band was doing. She plays in a band, comes to the Isle of Wight. And, you know, got to admit, she's coming to the Isle of Wight and thinking, there's issues.
Yeah.
She doesn't mention Vodafone. No, she's mentioning a couple of other companies.
EE had their issues not long ago as well.
Yeah.
But they've rectified their issues and they're back to normal standard.
And that's what you want to see.
Exactly.
That's what you want to see. Someone leave from the front, grab hold of this and say, right, okay, we're going to fix this.
Yeah, let's sort it out.
Anything, because we're run out of time, anything you want to add, anything you want to push people to, or what's your final word?
No, I mean, I can't speak for other people, you know.
Sure.
I just decided, rather than sit at home and moan about it, I thought I'd get off my backside and try and do something about it. But all I would say to people is if they want to join up to the page, we don't have all the answers. There is some really good information on how to claim back compensation, you know, what the terms and conditions are for getting out of your contract should you need them, ways that you can complain, the best ways to complain, and procedures that you should follow to make sure that you get back what you're entitled to. So all I would say is if people want to join the page, join the page. We're always there. We're still fighting, even in the quiet periods when we do get a signal, it goes a bit quiet. You know, we're still there. We're still trying to get things changed, and we're still trying to push them to give us what we want, which is a proper Vodafone service.
Okay, listening to you two at the moment, Stan's company had problems early this year. 28 phones used by staff, Vodafone contract. Stan has changed his network.
There you go.
You've just lost a whole company there. 28 contract
phones.
They
don't care,
though. Check your records, because it'll be there.
Yeah.
And you need to do something. That's
the
message.
Drop in the ocean.
Okay, it's 11:58. Thank you for coming in, and good luck with it. Hopefully you come back next week and give us an update. We will be in touch with Vodafone to get a response.
Next week. You reckon they'll be back to us that quick? I don't.
All right, I won't hold my breath then. But we've got to give them the right to reply, and that's what we'll do.